We are here in Boise, Idaho at Feather and Fern Realty Co. and Better Homes and Gardens, 43 degrees north, thanks to Ashley Plant and Amber Mosling, who has welcomed us to record our pop-up podcast, Love Boise Forever. Ashley believes in giving back to her community, and we are so thankful that she reached out to us and provided a location for our work today. Please think of Ashley Plant when you think real estate in Boise, Eagle, and the Meridian Market. Each episode of this podcast features a guest whom we have never met before, including Ashley and I have never met before, so this is absolutely fun. And we have welcomed them to answer these four questions that will help become a part of the community in Boise and support the women locally here and really bring that positivity to our to our event. And I'm really excited to hear more about the event that you guys personally put on and just what you do for your community. So let me go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Dina Budano, and this is Love Boise Forever. So let's get to the good part. I have Ashley here with me. Go ahead, Ashley, introduce yourself to everyone and just let them know a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
I am Ashley Plant, realtor here in Boise, Idaho, brokered by Better Homes and Gardens, 43 degrees north. I am a dog mom. I love getting outdoors, and I really love being a big part of our community.
What kind of dog do you
have? He's a chocolate lab, and he is crazy.
What's his name?
Otis.
Otis. Mm-hmm. Oh, so sweet. Well, let's get into the meat of this podcast and really get to know more about each other and your gratitude that you bring to this city and this town and just how women can support each other. So can you share a story that shows how women supporting each other has made a difference in your community?
Absolutely. So my business partner, Amber Mosling, was diagnosed with breast cancer about a year and a half ago. And that's a big, scary thing. I mean, that is life-threatening and life-changing. Mm-hmm. She went through treatments. We were able to run our business together really well as far as real estate goes. And then she came out of it. She is now cancer-free today.
Yay!
Yes. But we came out of that, and she, while having insurance, still came out with a large bill. And that just raised a little bit of awareness on our side of things that no matter how insured you are or what coverage you think you have, it's probably not enough. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we need to help those in our community that are underinsured and uninsured. We've got to provide a source for people to be able to draw on to get their breast cancer care and to encourage women to just go get your mammogram.
Yes.
It's important. Amber maybe could have been diagnosed earlier on, but she waited because it's scary.
Yeah.
So it might have been caught earlier had she gotten her mammogram at 40 as recommended, but she waited a few years and, you know, luckily they still found it, but go get your mammogram right now.
Yes.
Whenever you need it.
Call your doctor, because I know I'm the exact same way. Oh, yeah, I need to. Or put that on your to-do list. Call your doctor. Make your appointment today, because
yes.
It's so, so important.
Yeah.
And can you give us a little bit more of the background behind, because I love that when we got here, you gave us these really cute T-shirts that say smashed and have, you know, a heart that's, you know, the booby love.
Boob love. So Smashed was definitely Amber's brainchild. She's like, we've got to find a way to support folks that are not insured and that are going to come out of any kind of breast cancer with massive bills. You know, it shouldn't be something that takes you out just because you have a health concern.
Yeah.
And so she had this great idea, and we host in the Village of Meridian, we hold a large event where people can buy these t-shirts, they can donate directly to, and they can enjoy some live music and really get some education from our local St. Al's and St. Luke's on breast cancer care, really what that looks like, and or not even breast cancer care, but at least your screenings, get in and get them done. And it just, it raises a lot more thought process around it, where people just do get their mammogram. They can walk in and mm-hmm. do it at the event.
Nice.
And they can donate to, we're in partnership with Flock Cancer, so they can donate to Smashed and Flock Cancer all at the same time, which is a fund that we're able to actually write checks to families that need that support, because it comes down to money when it comes into any kind of healthcare. Really, it costs money, and that's why we're trying to raise it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And this is something that she started, but you really partner with her.
Yeah, it was her brainchild. Her and I work so well together as partners. She's got really big ideas, and I'm the small details, so we were able to just partner together easily. She does half the work, I do the other half the work, and we were really supported by the village and our brokerage here, Better Homes and Gardens, just pushing out the news, giving us a big space to work in, and of course host the event. So
oh, so awesome.
Yeah.
What's one moment that strengthened your belief in the power of women coming together?
Honestly, there's a lot of moments in this, but specifically when we, you always kind of have the question when you're going to host an event of, is anyone going to come to my party? Mm-hmm. Is anyone going to show up? And we've hosted two events now, and they have been massively attended. The second one, we had a large boutique. It's called Green Apple, but it's all these vendors, then, and they all showed up, and they all donated, and everything was washed in pink for the, like, the whole center of the village was all about Smashed. And I think that comes down to our community, Boise as a community, and Meridian, this Treasure Valley, really is supportive of each other, women and just humans alike. But specifically that event, when you see, you can look around and count hundreds of pink shirted people and just be like, they showed up for this. They're here to support each other. And that's huge.
I love that. Have you faced any challenges or surprises while connecting women, and how did you handle them?
Not necessarily. I think I just have the personality or the focus on, like, solutions only. So even if there might have been a challenge, I'm gonna find a way to get over it, I guess. And women always have, I guess, the reputation, if they're assertive, of being
beep,
so I'm a fairly assertive woman myself, and so I feel like when I can partner with those strong women too, and sometimes personalities can clash, that's fine. We conquer it just fine. But I can't come up with any specific example really around it. I think just focusing on the solution and the fact that we're all here to support each other is the only thing that I've ever focused on.
Yeah. Well, and you're right, because there's sometimes those personalities that come together, but everyone has their like unique strengths too. So you can utilize each other's strengths and have a synergy and make an even bigger impact together.
Absolutely. In fact, I would say maybe not a challenge, but a surprise was when Flock Cancer, and I apologize, I can't remember the name of the gal, but connected with Amber, and they were like, hey, we're all on the same page here. Let's make sure as many funds that come into breast cancer care get to go out to families in need, versus you know, paying to set up a whole nother 501c3. So we've been able to partner with Flock Cancer, run everything through that. And that way everyone still has that donation write-off. And just a super easy partnership that we're able to make sure that the funds can go right into the families' pockets that need it.
Love that so much. And it's not about making it just about, you know, that self or just that organization. It's like coming together and making a bigger impact because you can do more together instead of just focusing on, you know, someone's name being elevated or lifted.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
How do you ensure that everyone feels included and supported within your community of women?
You know, Amber and I both are pretty open humans. We just invite open, honest feedback and then invite all women to come to any events that we have. But we also just stay connected as realtors. We get to reach out to people. We get to have coffee dates. We get to do a lot more, quote, networking, if you will. So I think we feel really connected to our community because we can connect on an individual level as well as these large event levels. And yeah, all of everything that we do is made possible through the fact that we own and run our real estate business, which on the other side of things really helps us build our community with people that are excited to be here. They want to live in Boise, they want to live in Meridian, they want to live in Idaho, and we help them buy houses to make that happen. Stay here.
Yes. All right. Well, I love that. I think, you know, we can end right there on that. And thank you again for this space, this beautiful space. It's just a gorgeous office space to use. I feel very honored and blessed and thankful and grateful too, and to be able to have this conversation with you today.
Yeah, thank you for your time and obviously a ton of effort in showing up here. It's big when you're coming into town.
Yes, yay. All right, Ashley, well, thanks again.
Thank you.
And thank you for everyone out there listening. We hope that this inspires you and helps you to support the women in your local community as well.